Tantor Audio presents The Queen's Bastard by C. E. Murphy. Narrated by Beverly A. Crick. Prologue. Sandalia de Philippe de Costa. 12th of October, 1561. Lagnac, north of Aulon. She wears a sheepskin against the wind that shrieks around cathedral walls. The skin is soft and smells surprisingly good, and its creamy warmth seems a more fitting nod to wedding colours than the tartan blues and yellowed whites that the man at her side wears. Her gown beneath the sheepskin is sturdy, not fashionable. It has been made for travel. Indeed, she's come from the ship to the carriage, and thence to this lonely, wind-whipped cathedral, with no time to arrange herself as suits her station. She was told it would be thus, and if she feels disappointment, she's put it away in the name of duty. Her hair is still damp and tangled from the wind that beats grey stone into submission and whips grey clouds into hungry, gaping scars across the sky. Rain clatters against stained glass until Mary, Mother of Christ, weeps with it. No shard of sunlight streams through to bring joy to her tears. It's said that rain on a wedding day is good luck, though that seems contrived. Certainly no one claims sunshine is ill luck. Voices murmur beneath the violent rain, echoing within bleak stone walls. They're critical, sympathetic, disdainful, sorrowful, curious, and above all, without respect. It is not done to whisper and comment during the marriage of one royal to another. After, yes, and before, most certainly, but as a priest's sonorous tones ring...